Benjamin Benson's business card identifies him as the Cultural Resources Coordinator for the Pepperwood Preserve, but he's also a researcher there in the realm of environmental anthropology.
My work really revolves around a single question. How is it that Native people in the world have managed their habitat, have survived essentially indefinitely without ruining their habitat? How is it that they create sustainability? What are the parameters, both in terms of what they're doing and what they're thinking about what they're doing?
Benson, who is also a professor of anthropology and Native American studies, has investigated that question worldwide. More recently, though, he has focused on our region of Northern California. 10,000 years ago, he says, the environment here was radically different, cold, harsh, and home to numerous species of large animals, notably mammoths, which were a major food source for the Native population. Then the Ice Age came to an abrupt end.
Within a single generation, the Ice Age ended. And with that warming trend, there was a diminishment of tundra habitats that were very abundant in Northern California, and forage for the large animals disappeared. Then what happened was a whole new Sonoma County, more similar to Sonoma County now, that was for American Indian people here, a fundamentally new condition that required their adaptation. In their process of adapting to that, what they created was the most sophisticated environmental management system that I have seen anywhere in the world.
For one thing, they had to shift from being primarily hunters with a meat-based diet to a lifestyle that was now dependent on plant-based food sources. And that, in turn, led to a remarkable inversion in the tribal social structure.
We also see a change in gender roles. 75% of the diet was probably provided by women. And when that happens, the power and equality, politically and economically, of women skyrocket. They become not only equals, but they become actually the economic force in societies.
And those societies, Benson explains, also became less nomadic.
Life became more stable. They became more permanent. People became more intimately related to the habitat of very, very specific regions. And they were so successful at that, especially with the final discovery of how to process acorns, which are difficult to eat. You can't take them right off a tree. They've got to be very, very carefully processed. With that discovery about 5,000 years ago, you see a population explosion throughout the Russian River drainages.
But even that, Benson observes, was carefully managed and controlled with an eye toward long-term sustainability.
The habitats that they were able to create were so productive that initially it really didn't make very much difference. However, once they had adapted to the plant communities, once they had created environments here that were sustainable over time, it was essential that they limit their populations, that they keep those populations in balance. And they were so successful at doing that through a whole variety of measures that I would estimate that their populations were at 50% of what the habitats in Sonoma County would have supported.
This is also reflective of some profound philosophical and cultural changes within those societies, which has been central to Benson's most recent research at Pepperwood's Dwight Center for Conservation Science. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.